Monaco GP Part 2, May 2025. Final laps just ended. The roar of the crowd, the scent of tire smoke still thick in the air. But I'd stepped out, just for a moment, out of the sun, into the shadow under the grandstand. And that's where I saw it. A dad, maybe mid-40s, fitted tee, team cap, standing over his kid. Not cheering, not hugging, just pointing. You didn't push hard enough into Mirabeau. That's why you lost. The kid couldn't have been older than 11. Helmet still on. Shoulders sagging. He just nodded. Said nothing. And something in me snapped. But not in anger. In clarity.
And we're back on Pit Lane Radio! Rain clouds teasing the Riviera as the team radios buzz like crypto chat rooms in a crash! But let's rewind the telemetry. Not of the cars. Of the crowd. You see, legacy isn't just on the track. It's in the stands. It's in the things we say when the helmet's still on.
We've been sold the idea that pushing, always harder, always faster, somehow guarantees the win. But here's the truth. That pressure, it doesn't always turn into diamonds. Sometimes it just weighs down a kid's spine until they walk away from the thing they once loved.
And let's be honest. Do we really believe the next Max Verstappen is built from shame on a sideline? Show me the stat that proves yelling from the bleachers builds a better man. That get in there turns into good marriages, balanced nervous systems, or meaningful ambition. Spoiler alert, there isn't one.
What if the real podium finish is raising someone who chooses their own race, who builds not from fear, but from permission? Permission to try. Permission to love the thing without needing to win at it.
Let's talk pit strategy, shall we? Half the world's racing toward more. More square footage, more gear, more packed calendars. But lately, I'm hearing whispers in the paddock. What if owning less is the new freedom?
I've been hearing it too. Couples looking around their homes, their towns, saying quietly, should we move? Not for a better school district. Not for a job, but for space, for peace, for something that feels like less, but turns out to be way more.
And now the big question roaring down the straight. Do we give them everything we didn't have, or teach them how to build it? You can't shortcut legacy by over-delivering comfort. Sometimes the most generous thing is holding back, letting them climb the hill themselves.
Monaco taught me something this year. Legacy isn't about leaving them more. It's about leaving them lighter. Fewer shadows to crawl out from. More space to build what they believe matters.
So next time you're watching from the grandstand, ask yourself, am I building a future I'd want them to inherit? Or just a louder version of my past?
It's not too late to change lanes. You don't have to win by lap one. Legacy's waiting, in the shade, where you choose who gets your voice and what it says.